Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season two of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to another Feminist Around the World. And today we are talking about the work and activism of Julianne Lusinghe. And Lusinghe is a journalist, broadcaster, and activist out of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And she has become a leader in the country as her work has earned her numerous accolades and titles. And as per usual, when we talk about people, international people, we are trying our damnedest. I feel like this is on everyone. And just in case you're new, we are trying our best with the names and the countries. It's really hard when you are American-centric and they don't think, I guess the internet's like, you don't need to know this, because we can rarely find pronunciations. So bear with us. Mm-hmm. If it's not correct and you know the correct pronunciation, please let us know with kindness, because we do want to learn. Yeah. We need a whole like library so that people can have that too, if one day we can build it up.
That'd be a great resource.
That'd right?
Be amazing.
Because, you know, trying to remember people, get people's names and then countries and then small areas and then all the things. Y'all, it's difficult. So, like I said, we're trying our best. But if you have the actual correct pronunciation of anything, please let us know. We would love that. And maybe we can, again, bank it somehow and then put it as a resource.
Yeah.
As an idea for future times. So, but before all of the titles and accolades came, Lusinghe started out as a journalist in the Eastern DRC. Born in Wassa, or the Congolese province of Owele, she was raised by strong parents who taught her to fight for justice and speak her mind. She told the Aurora Humanitarian Initiative, "My father taught me to speak out and to defend my ideas. I grew up in a family where it was only natural for my mom and dad to talk to each other, even if they didn't agree. From childhood, my parents taught me to fight against injustice, not to see others suffer and go away."
This led to her career, where she first started with a community radio station in 1978. There, she would begin her time collecting stories around her community. She recalled to Aurora, "Being a journalist gave me access to local villages in a more intimate way. Women knew me and trusted me. I saw glaring inequalities. A woman who did not dare speak just because she was in front of a man or the traditional chief. Women who were abused, but who could not talk about it for fear of further violence. I thought to myself, if I have had the opportunity to be educated and have the opportunity to speak, why not continue to help other women speak for themselves?" And she would continue to collect stories of injustice and inequalities of the women in her country and made sure to give voices to those who couldn't tell their stories themselves.
So she goes on in her interview saying, "The DRC, my home, has been a place of conflict for decades. I saw my neighboring province of Ituri dissolve into conflict in 1997 when the fault lines between ethnic groups were exploited by warlords and community leaders. Being ignored due to my ethnicity in places I had once been welcomed was deeply painful, but it also deepened my empathy for those I had connected with for so many years. We started to receive shocking reports of armed groups raping women in the communities. It was too much. I had to get involved. I began to document cases and challenge local leaders of armed groups. I begged them to stop using violence against women as a weapon of war. This is how we became known in the international community, the quote, rape capital of the world. I knew that I could not rest until my beloved country was known differently.
And it was in 2000 that she and seven other journalists came together to start the Women's Solidarity for Inclusive Peace and Development, or SOFEPADI. And here's some information about their organization from their website. They work to promote and defend the specific rights of women and girls. They aim for a Congo in which women and girls have the same access to basic social rights as men. Their services include prevention and treatment of gender-based violence and abuse, assisting them legally, medically, and psychologically. They also continue in working with these survivors to train them for trades and skills.
Here's a bit more information thanks to Wikipedia. The group came together to bring the issues of gender-based violence to the attention of international organizations working in the region, including the United Nations. Their plan was to assist survivors recovering from trauma, helping them to navigate the judicial system, and bring the perpetrators of sexual assault to justice.
And also from the Aurora interview, quote, "Its goal is to make sure the Congolese government and the UN recognize the devastation of rape and its use as a weapon of war and to support the survivors of sexual violence." Part of SOFEPADI is a hospital and mobile clinic providing holistic medical and psychological care to survivors of sexual violence. In 2010 to 2020, the medical center received and treated 6,284 people, including 567 internally displaced people. SOFEPADI also encourages socioeconomic reintegration with income-generating activities, apprenticeships, and school reintegration, and provides the survivors with legal advice and representation in court.
And in with this organization, Lusinge also launched the Fund for Congolese Women, or the FFC, which helps secure funding for Congolese women's rights groups, and also has partnered to start the Media Matters for Women organization, which focuses on, quote, bridging the digital divide for isolated women and girls in poor remote communities in Africa who lack access to information about their rights and are at risk for gender-based violence and deepening poverty.
And of course, with all of this, she has been appointed to different leadership positions to continue to advocate for her community, including by the World Health Organization in 2020 to investigate claims of sexual exploitation and abuse by aid workers, being in charge of the critical issues of women, peace and security, good governance, democracy, elections and human rights for the High Panel during the 2020 DRC presidency.
Right. And with all this, she has been given many accolades and awards, including in 2020, she was recognized by the United Nations as the first of 20 women to watch for her advocacy work. In 2021, she was the Aurora Laureate, the 2018 International Women's Rights Award for the Geneva Summit for Human Rights and Democracy. And she was given the French Government Award for Human Rights in 2012. So she has done a lot and continues to do a lot. I know she was a really big advocate and worker and leader for the DRC during the pandemic. And we know there's a lot happening in the Congo region right now, and we don't want to neglect that. Obviously, we're trying to bring out as many conversations about these amazing women who are working during times of conflict. I think you might see a pattern.
Yeah.
And we do want to keep talking about it. There's not much we can do, but we can keep talking about the individuals who are doing so much during such a harsh time.
Absolutely. And as always, listeners, if you have any suggestions, resources, follow-ups, just let us know. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff One Never Told You. We have a TeePublic store and we have a book that you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.